Just to finish that off there, we were talking about how there are opportunities, you know, to kind of, as you've kind of called it, colonizing the void in North Street and in other areas around there. And you spoke about maybe student housing, which is coming along with the new University of Ulster campus in Belfast, and other options as well. Are there other options? Or?
Yeah. I think it's very important, first of all, when you're talking about student housing, that you recognize that we're proposing solutions to student housing issues that have happened over in the Holy Lands.
Yeah.
Because in the Holy Lands, it's not managed, whereas interjecting quality student housing and designing it so it's appropriate for students, you'll not see any of the problems that you're having over in the Holy Lands. But beyond students, families. We need to get families back into the city core, and also an elderly generation as well would benefit greatly from being situated right in the city core, especially when there's issues of less mobility and that they're able to get out of their house or wherever they're living, and you know, within 100 yards or 200 yards, they're near the shops or near grocery stores, sort of things. So it's just making a city healthy again. Mm-hmm. And Belfast is a vacant city. It's reminiscent, as we've talked about on many occasions before, about the reaction to the Troubles and the mass exodus that happened, and then, of course, the noose of the West Link choking off the city core.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been this. You very much have a commuterville where everyone commutes in and goes to work and then exits the city. We really need to. So again, I use the term colonizing. Maybe that's not the best choice of word, but effectively, just getting people to reoccupy and start getting used to what it's like to be living in a city. Because we've a whole generation that haven't experienced that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you go to any other European city, you know, it's part and parcel of any city's
even
function.
Towns and other places around Northern Ireland as well. And
It's just, I think if Belfast, yes, we've had a lot of initiatives, we had a lot of regeneration programs that have happened in terms of capital, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of public realm development.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that continues to be avoided and not dealt with is appropriate housing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I'm talking about housing, I'm not talking about two bedroom flats because that's very transient. That's for people that are in a state of life that perhaps might only occupy those apartments or flats for perhaps five years at a time, maybe 10. I'm talking about giving a real cross-dimensional kind of section of demographics where you have people at all stages of life. You have elderly people, you have young families, and you have you know, working professionals. So you know, it's and of course social housing as well. It's important to always remember about the social housing. So it's just to get that kind of healthy occupation in the city, you need to have a variety of people from a variety of different backgrounds, variety of different age groupings, and really to give that kind of sustained long-term viability to the city core.
So very quickly, just lastly, what are you kind of expecting to see from the student work today, and what they might propose for this site on North Street, or what would you like to see? Or?
Yeah, I suppose the obvious thing you're expecting is some sort of mixed-use proposal in that area, given that it's a central city location, and of course they're highly conscious of this need to repopulate the city. However, that being said, as you were last year, some of the final projects that were proposed were completely nothing like we had envisioned, or really outside the realm of kind of what we'd anticipated. We've got some very creative outcomes. So, you know, for all I know, they could propose that we put on a circus on the site. You know, it's really left up to the students. It's carte blanche. What we're trying to just encourage is this kind of fast-paced brainstorming process of doing very quick and skilled analysis of the site and the peripheries of the site, mapping the peripheries of the site. And, of course, this site has so many things happening in terms of architecture and even in terms of urban fabric, which Tina Ricola gave us a very detailed and skilled interpretation of all the buildings in the area. So you're looking at what's there and then proposing an insertion into it. And that insertion might be in the built form. It might be more in terms of a landscape proposal. It might just be looking, it might be a combination of the two. It might be looking at a public realm. So it might occupy the entire site, or it might just occupy a part of the site. You know, they might take the view that there's not enough green in the city and make it a park. You know, so it's really open-ended.
Okay.
It could be anything.
Thanks, Tara.